During his closing argument, Barney did much to malign the police and their work. The prolonged investigation, the loss of Gore's hair samples, their seeming blindness to Gore as a suspect, Dennis Smith's slipshod fingerprinting at the crime scene, the numerous requests for samples from Ron, the questionable tactics used in taking his dream confession, the failure to provide the defense with Ron's earlier statement, the ever-shifting opinions from the OSBI gang. The list of errors was long and rich, and Barney referred to the police more than once as the Keystone Cops. As all good lawyers do, he argued that there was plenty of reasonable doubt and appealed to the jurors to use their common sense. Peterson argued that there was no doubt whatsoever. The cops, all fine professionals, of course, did an exemplary job with their investigation, and Peterson and his team had provided the jury with clear proof of guilt. Picking up on something he'd heard from Melvin Hett, he played things a bit loose with his terminology. Talking about the hair analysis, he said, "So, over a long period of time, Mr. Hett is examining hairs and eliminating, examining and eliminating, along with his other cases. Then, in 1985, there's a match." But Barney was ready. He immediately objected, saying, "If the court please, there hasn't been a match since statehood. We object to him using that term." The objection was sustained. Peterson plodded on, summarizing what each of his witnesses said. When he brought up Terry Holland, Ron became tense. Peterson, "Terry Holland is telling you what she recalls after 2 years, and her testimony was that she heard this defendant tell his mother that if she didn't bring him something..." Ron jumped to his feet and said, "Hold it!" Peterson, "He ought to kill her, just like he killed Debbie Carter." Ron, "Shut your mouth, man. I never said that." Barney, "Sit down. Be still now." The court, "Mr. Williamson." Ron, "I did not say that to my mother." Barney, "Ronnie." The court, "Listen to your attorney." Ron sat down and seethed. Peterson labored on, spinning the testimony of the state's witnesses in a light so favorable Barney was forced to object repeatedly and ask Judge Jones to remind the prosecutor to stay within the facts.